With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. After that day, everything was different. The first disciples witnessed a dead man walking. Their lives would be forever changed. On numerous occasions, Jesus showed up in resurrected form before he ascended into heaven. In this season, we will examine six after Easter encounters with Jesus. What did he say? What did he do? In what practical ways does resurrection change my life today? Nothing will ever be the same.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, your scars are your trophies, proof of your unfailing love for me. I am haunted by the guilt of my past, the sins of my present, and my fear of the future. Lord, at the cross you said, "It is finished." So I stop my worry. I rest in you. You have done it all. Amen.
The Confession. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Lord, forgive my fugitive ways. I turn and I run from you. Forgive my criminal acts of hypocrisy and self-righteousness. Forgive my violations of arrogance and selfishness. Forgive me for denying you, ignoring you, disregarding you. I am the one at fault. I have no other help but to turn my face to you and plead with the thief on the cross, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. The word for today from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 through 5. Paul wrote, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. The meditation. This Easter and this week, we're considering the resurrection as a before and after, kind of like the pictures of a bodily transformation. There's a before picture and there's an after picture. Our lives are forever marked by this watershed moment. And right now, we're living in the after. Think about how that changes your life. Before, we lose loved ones, and the cemetery is a place of grief and mourning. But then after the resurrection, the graveyard is a place of anticipation. Before, aging is a fact of life. Death is final. You live once, have a good time, and it's over. But after the resurrection, because Jesus rose, those who are in him will get a new body. Death is not the end. Eternity is our destiny. Before, bullies win. The rich get richer. Injustice is a fact of life. But then after the resurrection, Jesus is king. He sees all that happens. Christ will return. Injustice will be judged once and for all. He will set everything right. Before, nothing changes. It's the same old stuff, just a different day. Life is life, ordinary, predictable. But then after the resurrection, we know that God does the impossible. Expect surprises. Call on him to do miracles and mighty things. Before, the Christian life is boring. You go to church, you twiddle your thumbs. Life is just a waiting room for heaven. But then after the resurrection of Jesus is a validation of your life. You matter. Your body matters to God. What you do in your body matters. And what you do in this life is of divine importance. Everything you do is of holy consequence. Every hug you give, every diaper changed, every test you take, every act of service, every song you sing, the resurrection means your life matters. There are things that happen in life that are so profound that you can never be the same. It's a before and then an after, and in the after, everything changes. How is your life different because of the resurrection? We pray. Lord, teach me and show me how life is different. Lord, I don't want to be the same. I know you are risen. Show me what difference that makes in my life today. Amen. The benediction from Hebrews chapter 13. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, may he equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.